Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives here at WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm just going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight, all the albums will start with an 8-0, because we're heading back to 1980, and what a year in music 1980 was. And we're going to start with a little-known band with a well-known singer, and that's a group called Blackjack. Now, Blackjack was famous, I guess you could say famous years later, not at the time, but they were famous years later because their singer, Michael Bolton, changed his name to Michael Bolton and became a huge mega-selling artist. But at the time, in 1980, they were releasing their second and final album on Polydor Records, an album called Worlds Apart. And again, this was their second and final album they had. The group was Michael Bolton, and it had Bruce Kulick in it. And I always think of Bruce Kulick as one of those guys who, you know, gets a guitarist who was in the band Kiss. He was in Grand Funk Railroad for the last 20 years or so here in the 2000s. But there you go. So this is Michael Bolton and his group Blackjack off the album Worlds Apart. Here's a song called Stay right now on Random Draw.
As I search this heart of man for words to tell you, if you give me time, I swear I'll find a way. How I've come to feel about you, I couldn't think of life without you. What I'm feeling now, these words could never say. Like a fool, I let my pride mislead me. In this world, I call myself a man. But without your love to guide me, who could ease the pain inside me? Something only you could understand. Stay. Stay. Oh, stay. If you give me time, I swear I'll find a way. How I've come to feel about you, I couldn't think of life without you. But I'm feeling now these words could never say. Stay, please stay. Oh, stay, please stay. I need you by my side on this lonely, lonely.
basement. It's time to say goodbye. Goodbye. Love a crime.
Gus with Ain't Love a Crime. Before that, we heard Poco and their song Under the Gun. And we started off today's show with Blackjack featuring Michael Bolton on vocals with the song Stay. Now, that Poco song Under the Gun was also taken from the album called Under the Gun. It's catalog number 80-458 here at WTBR. The album itself hit number 46 here on the Billboard Top 200 album chart, and it released the single Under the Gun before the album came out, but that did about the same. It hit number 48 on the Hot 100, but there you go. I always think of Poco, always in relation to the Eagles, because every time it's like you had a member of Poco leave the band and join the Eagles, and then when that person left the Eagles, they were replaced by a guy from Poco, so it's always kind of funny when you hear that kind of history. Look that up if you haven't got a chance, but that's Poco with Under the Gun. And then we heard from Gus with a song called Ain't Love a Crime off of his 1980 album called Convicted on Emperor Records. And Gus is a Canadian guy. He released two albums on Emperor Records. This was his debut album. And then he had one in 1983. Not much chart success at all. And I guess he still plays and performs up in Canada. So if you're up there, a chance, by all means. He does have a great song title on here called So You Busted Paul McCartney. And in 1980, that had a lot more meaning before, when he actually got arrested in Japan for marijuana charges. So there you go. That was Gus with the song Ain't Love a Crime. All right, now we're going to look at one of the bigger hits of 1980. It hit number 8, the next song we're going to play on the Hot 100. And it's a song called Tired of Towing the Line by Rocky Burnett. Rocky Burnett released an album called The Son of Rock and Roll in 1980, and he was in fact the son of a giant rock and roll legend. That's Johnny Burnett, the old rockabilly singer from the 50s and 60s. So his album The Son of Rock and Roll, catalog number 80-492 on EMI Records. The song itself did really good by hitting number 8 on the American Hot 100, hit number 1 down in Australia. So there you go. So here's that song right now. Here is Tired of Towing the Line by Rocky Burnett right now on Random Draw.
Tired of
That was LaRue with Let Me Be Your Fantasy. Before that, we heard The Heaters and their cover of the classic Why Do Fools Fall in Love. And then we started off this second set of music with Rocky Burnett and his number 8 hit, Tired of Toeing the Line. And there we go. So The Heaters, let's start with them. The Heaters were a Los Angeles-based band. And again, they're one of those groups that I never heard of before I started doing the show. And you dig these albums out, you randomly pull them, and you start doing some research. And you realize that some of these groups didn't do too much. Some have like a hidden past, that kind of stuff. So The Heaters, coming out of Los Angeles, basically they released like 2 albums. They released one, their first album on Ariola Records in 1978. And then their big major label debut in 1980, which we heard the song from, an album called Energy Transfer, catalog number 80-465. And then they didn't do too much else after that. They released a couple, like one more album in the late 90s, but even that I think was some older tunes. But then you start reading about like the lost stuff and how the studio stuff that didn't get released in 1980 was really good and poppy and all that. So in 2007, they put out an album called The Great Lost Heaters Album. So there you go. And then in 2016, they had another one called American Dream, the Porta Studio recordings. And that album I listened to, and it's got, like I said, really great early 80s poppy new wavy kind of stuff. And The Heaters were a female-led band, had a female singer named Mercy Bermudez, and it had a couple sisters in there, Missy and Maggie Connell. So there you go. This was their only major label album here, The Heaters and Energy Transfer, and that was their cover of the classic Why Do Fools Fall in Love. And then after that song, we changed it up and went to LaRue, spelled L-E, then R-O-U-X. So with that kind of spelling, would you be surprised to learn they're from Louisiana? They are, in fact, a Louisiana rock band who were putting out their album in 1980. It was actually their third album, an album called Up, and it was on Capitol Records. Hit number 145 on the album chart, that single hit number 105, so just outside the Hot 100 on the Billboard charts. Now, a couple years later, they put on an album called Last Safe Place, and that album actually was a fairly big success for them. It hit number 64 on the charts, and they had a single on there called Nobody Said It Was Easy, which hit number 18, and another song which called Addicted, which was number 7 on the rock tracks. But in 1980, they were releasing Let Me Be Your Fantasy on their record Up. So again, that was LaRue with that. So there, we've reached the halfway point of our show here. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to listen to some more great random music from the year 1980. So stick around.
Here we go again. Excellent! I demand more!
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from Evgo Hypnosis. Join Evgo Hypnosis October 17th for the inaugural Hypno Mixer for singles at J7 on Winter Street in Pittsfield. Discover the benefits of hypnosis while mingling with other singles in a relaxed and enjoyable setting. For more details and to register, visit evcohypnosis.com.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes, Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
Hi, I'm Shirley Edgerton, founder of the Rites of Passage and Empowerment Program. Self-esteem, personal development, and leadership. Just a few of the ways that the Rites of Passage and Empowerment Program, also known as ROPE, has helped young women of color in Berkshire County since 2010. Our mentees are transformed through workshops, local trips, and service learning opportunities. I'm proud to know that we have and will continue to impact our community one girl at a time. To learn more, please visit ropeberkshires.org. Thank you.
Welcome to the M&M Show. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to us every Tuesday from 10 to 12. for eclectic variety of 70s to today of every genre on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Radio like it used to be.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
WTBR.
I just hope we can win a game.
Playoffs? That was, I always love that liner. And we're back here on Random Draw. And you've been listening to some great random music from the year 1980. Now, we heard just mentioned in that little PSA about to get podcasts. So remember, subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Apple Music, et cetera, et cetera. There's always podcast servers out there. Or the easiest way to do it is to visit our station's website at WTBRFM.com. While you're on the website, you can check out all the other great shows, see our programming schedule, get all the podcasts from all your favorite shows. And then there's a button at the top that says donate. We more than appreciate anything you can do to help us keep the lights on and help us keep the vinyl here at the station. All right, we're going to jump back into the music of 1980, and we're going to do something I don't usually do too often, and that's we're going to play a long track. We're going to play one of those album tracks that you might have heard on FM radios back in the day, or a track by the group Yes. Now, in 1980, Yes was putting out their album Drama. And it was rife with drama, I guess you could say. It was their 10th album they put out as a band, but it was their only album that featured Trevor Horn on lead vocals and the first with Jeff Downs on keyboards. Now, the singer John Anderson and the keyboardist Rick Wakeman left the album as they were starting to record it, and the band was kind of in a lurch and didn't know what to do. So they happened to get a hold of the Buggles, who had like the same management group, that sort of thing. Remember the Buggles with Radio Killed the Radio Star? Well, they pulled in the members of that group, and one of them was Trevor Horn, who did the lead vocals on this album, and it's the only one he did the full lead vocals on. Now, this album has the opening track on here called Machine Messiah, which is a long track, but I was lucky enough to see Yes recently in concert, and that's what they opened the show with. Now, the band now still has Jeff Downs in it from way back when, and it still has Steve Howe in the group, the guitarist, and he still plays really, really good. So here you go. We're going to listen to a track right now by Yes off their album Drum. It's a song called Machine Messiah. So sit back, and I'll see you in about 10 and a half minutes or so when this song is over. Enjoy.
machine messiah, the mindless search for a higher controller. Take me to the far and hold me. Show me the strength of your singular eye.
Some good old progressive rock right there. That was Yes with Machine Messiah off of their 1980 album Drama on Atlantic Records, catalog number 80-557 here at WTBR. Now, like I said, that album was the only album to feature Trevor Horn on vocals. 3 years later, the group came back with a little album called 90125, which had some smash hits like Owner of a Lonely Heart and that sort of thing on there. Ironically enough, in England, that album did much worse. Like Drama in 1980 hit number 2 over in England, and 90125 only went to number 16 over in England, whereas in the United States, that next album hit number 5 and had all the number 1 hits and that sort of thing. But there you go. So that was Drama. That was Yes with Machine Messiah. All right, let's move on now after that long track. We're going to get back into some music, and we're going to listen to Bob Welch, who was releasing an album called Man Overboard in 1980, catalog number 80-592. And we're going to listen to a track off of that album called Don't Rush the Good Things. Now, Bob Welch was a guy who did have a solo hit with a song called Sentimental Lady. I always think of him as a member of Fleetwood Mac. He was in one of the last groups just before the Stevie Nicks and Lizzie Buckingham joined. They went to international superstardom. But he was a good bridge member between that early, early blues Fleetwood Mac and sort of the poppy Fleetwood Mac. He was sort of in that bridge between those two groups. So again, here's Bob Welch with a song called Don't Rush the Good Things, right now on Random Draw.
Thank you.
right. Hell is for Hell, as they say. That was Pat Benatar with Hell is for Children. And before that, we heard Nigel Olsen with the song Showdown. And we started off this last set of music with Bob Welch and his song Don't Rush the Good Things. Now, Nigel Olsen is a person you're probably used to seeing sort of behind the scenes or behind the microphone, you know, not at the microphone. He's usually the drummer for Elton John's band, has been for a long time. As a matter of fact, he's played close to 2,500 shows with Elton John over the years and played on many, many of those great songs and albums that you grew up listening to. But he also did release a few solo albums. As a matter of fact, I think he released about six or seven solo albums. And in 1980, he was releasing his fifth album, Changing Tides, on Bang Records, catalog number 80-510. And actually, if you listen closely enough, the piano player on that track was a guy named Elton John, as a matter of fact. So there you go. It's always nice to have good friends like that to help you out. And Dee Murray was the bass player. Dee Murray was the bassist in Elton John's band for many years with Nigel Olsen. And I always think of Elton with Nigel Olsen and Dee Murray and Davy Johnstone on guitar. And even Ray Cooper on percussion. That's sort of the Elton John core band that I always think of. So again, that was Nigel Olsen with his song Showdown. And then we closed up the show with Pat Benatar and a song called Hell is for Children off of her amazing album, Crimes of Passion, which came out in 1980 and on Chrysalis Records, catalog number 80-548. You basically could have picked a few different tracks to play because she had a lot of hit singles on that one. Treat Me Right, hit number 18. You Better Run, hit number 42. Hit Me With Your Best Shot, hit number 9. But I always liked hearing the song Hell Is For Children. It's a nice happy song to end the show on, I always say. The album itself, Crimes of Passion, was one of her biggest hits. It hit number 2. On the Billboard charts. Her next album, Precious Time in 81, hit number 1. You usually see that. When an album hits big, the next one always goes higher just because there's so much build up to the album. Obviously Precious Time also had Fire and Ice and had a Helter Skelter cover on there if you're interested. That was like a good cover song. So again, that was Pat Benatar with the song Hell is for Children. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you would like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.